Tú eres mi destino y no te imaginas.
It's the B, the O, the Y-L-E, the H, the E-I-G-H-T. Now add the S, that's East Los Angeles. Relax, kids, Mescalito, about to handle this. The B, the O, the Y-L-E, the H, the E-I-G-H-T. Now add the S, that's East Los Angeles. Relax, kids, Mescalito, about to handle this. Stuck to these streets like some chew gum, food, wub, rhymes I spit out. Flavors used up like new drugs, living out my dreams. Walking DMT, stalking a weak MC. Stop talking, you ain't popping, you ain't dropping no quality.
What's up, fool? What's up, fool podcast? What's up, fool podcast?
And that was Peyote Cactus, produced by the Global Get Down. Right here in 2019, kicking strong with Viva Mezcal, with his new album, Long Live the Peyote. Available on East of the River Entertainment. Olé. Album out now.
That was beautiful.
Orale, that's music coming out of the the Chicano movement of Boyle Heights.
The
and
newer.
I am enlightened. What are those food fucking, those machista do for how they talk, bro? I am enlightened, overcome by the music and the sounds. They have La Raza bringing everybody unity.
I feel the culture right here,
right
bro.
Right here, bro. Right here, bro. Sometimes, man, fools get too political, bro.
On the road to Oslo?
Yeah, and like, it's like, bro, you want to sell albums or you want to talk about the water in Flint for about an hour? And you're over here giving out, throwing out free bottles of bottled water to everybody who's not even thirsty.
Gotta find a balance.
Find a balance, homeboy. Like, sometimes I want to unfollow people who post something political every day. And I go to their page, and half of the time they're at Starbucks. The other time they're eating a yogurt or eating cupcakes somewhere cool. But they're never at the place where they're actually talking about.
Right.
Like, if you're gonna be promoting, I want to see you there, man. I want to see a cop beat you with a billy club. That's how social media really justice is. I'm tired of seeing flyers of people with balls getting hit. I want to see you get hit. I want to see you out there, man. I'm tired of you putting out flyers, whatever, going to this whack-ass rap concert for this tribal guy.
Standing Rock.
Yeah, man. I'm tired of a guy who's called MC Standing Rock or something political or somewhere where they were not even that.
Indígena.
Bro, you grew up in a gated community in Norwalk.
Out here talking about pain.
Yeah, man. What struggling? Your father went through a struggle, bro. He avoided gangs.
I know, this motherfucker going backwards, huh, fool?
People think that just because they avoided gangs, that was a struggle.
A digital gang.
Let me tell you, man. You could avoid gangs every day, bro. Don't buy weed.
You invited them in your life.
Go buy weed in another neighborhood, bro.
Got socked up getting an eighth.
What happened, bro? Hey, bro, I was just there, bro. Passing by, bro, and I went, it smells good, and they jumped me in. And they call me smelly.
An innocent bystander, dog.
Now you're little smelly.
Hey, bro, what's up, people? We got little fucking Viva Mezcal right here. All the way from Boyle Heights.
What's popping?
Hey, bro, growing up, man, you grew up in the projects, or you grew up outside the hood, so outside the project?
My mom grew up in the project, so my grandma stood there. So I was always in
my mom's still there, bro, holding strong. like they're about to build Chavez Ravine there. So, my mom is still there, bro.
The last of the Mohicans?
Bro, the same fools that were not doing anything back in the days, but partying and odd jobs and still partying, they still live in the back of my mom's house. Except now they're 40. Shout out to Snorks.
So they're staying with their mom still?
Stay with your mom.
Or moms, or you know, or Diaz? Or somebody's car. our neighborhood shrunk. It used to be like a huge village of people, but then it got smaller. You know, we got better homes now. Right now, we're like we're a step above Trailer Park Boys, eh? Yeah,
that's a funny ass show, dog.
Cause we, you know, like when it was like the village, Aliso Village, Pico Gardens, Pico Aliso, New Pico Aliso. No, it was Aliso Pico and New Pico Aliso. And then it was Aliso Village and Pico Gardens. When it was like that, we had our own cop. We had the housing police. Laney.
Yeah, I remember that.
It's funny because I lived in a trailer park for a long time, but there was a manager that we paid rental fees
to. Yeah, no teacher walking around.
He just stayed in his little thing. Like, there was no policing. I've never seen a trailer park where somebody actually goes around and polices.
No, but the HUD cops?
But yeah, you had HUD.
Housing and Urban Development, dog.
Yeah, they have pistols, boo. They were arresting food. They were getting socked up.
Vinny's dad had a homie because he was a sheriff and the friend was a HUD cop. She used to pop off. That fool got shot, dog.
They had hours that they worked up from. They were
not 24/7.
Hell no, bro. We knew when they were gone, and we came back out there and saw dope.
Yeah, I heard because usually they use those fools to evict fools, right? Shit like that, like you know that the sheriff and shit.
In the news today, bro.
Tell me, dog.
This somebody's aunt was in a coma for 10 years, and now she's pregnant, bro. There's ugly bitches out here trying to get laid in real life, walking around with heartbeats, a brain. Legs that move, they can't get none, bro.
This one got into the coma.
I'm telling you, bro. Me and Lisa.
Kill Bill situation.
Yeah, exactly. It happens.
Gross. But she's over there, man. She was giving me signs, bro.
She blinked twice.
Bro, when I saw her toe move, I knew she wanted it.
Did she give birth to that baby already or what?
I think she gave birth. No, she gave birth, but they weren't.
In a coma?
No, they have to like C-section.
Well,
though,
I mean,
no,
they'd have to do
C-section. Like
I know who did it because that little boy was born with a push broom.
With a brocha or what?
A fool with a janitor, bro.
It was Buck.
Whenever there's a job where there's late hours, like midnight to 8 in the morning, or fucking any kind of job that allows somebody to work from late hours, the graveyard shift, I would say like 10% of those fools are shady as fuck.
Fuck yeah.
Because I used to work the graveyard shift, bro. You know, your dad was a boss. But he never saw us, you know, so... We didn't really have no supervisor, bro. By the time his dad heard about us, it was too late.
You're fired.
We already had our lights straight, bro. You know, it hit UPS first. Then it hit loss prevention. Then loss prevention called Wackenhut.
Damn.
Then finally Wackenhut called his father.
My dad worked
for Wackenhut.
And
that's how they traced the stealing?
Yeah. Hell yeah, bro. And anyway, so it was too late.
Fucking enterprising.
So, bro, let me tell you, man. I hired everybody from the project.
Like you got them jobs?
His dad would hire anybody. No.
He got all these food jobs.
I got everybody. His father, jobs. I don't know if his father knew or didn't care, but I hired my little brother, Juan Carlos.
Uh-huh.
That was dark as fuck. That fool got fired, bro, for choking somebody, bro, inside the security guard. Yeah, he snapped. Because him and his Afghani guy, they had a deal where I'll let you sleep. And then you let me sleep. So then that fool, when it was trying to sleep, that fool fell asleep too. And he got tired.
You little sleepy.
So my father snuck up on him when he was sleeping. Well, you want to really sleep, motherfucker? And he got him in a chokehold.
You're so sleepy.
Well, my brother was still in high school working there, bro.
See, look, my dad got me a job when I got out of high school.
I fell asleep.
Working there too?
No, I was working at some other shit, like in Vernon. And then I got all my homies' jobs. And the same shit happened. All my homies fucked up, got fired, put my name, you know, ran my name through the fucking dirt. Just like, oh, Mickey got us a job over here. Mescal got us a job. We're good. And fucked up the operation.
Nobody was reliable, Raza.
Good. My brother Angel had a job too, but it wasn't with that company. It was another company. And that fool worked there from midnight to 8 in the morning. But people didn't start showing up till like 6. That fool show up to work with a sleeping bag, dog.
Damn. You didn't even conceal it, fool?
A sleeping bag. And a sleeping bag. And a
reporting for duty.
And a hot plate, bro. So in the morning, so that fool starts working, gets there at midnight, and then that fool clocks in, locks everything up, let the dog just run crazy, bro. And that fool locks everything up, bro, and falls asleep, bro. Sets the alarm for 5 or 6.
He's got to be safe, dog.
Gets up, bro. That fool starts making bacon and shit.
That little hot plate?
Damn.
Damn.
And boy. Feast the dog.
He was like the owner of hot dogs for a night.
Yeah, man. So I would, dude, I would tell the other dude, we were not supposed to leave the grounds, first of all. So I would tell that bicep fellow working, hey, man, you hungry? All right, give me some money. I'll get burritos. So he would thought that I was going to get burritos, like throw them. Well, nah, man, more money, dog. I was going to go to 24-hour tacos in Chacan. And I would go over there, food, and park, take a real dump at that restaurant.
A real one.
And then I would buy two fat-ass burritos, two fat-ass nachos, and drive back, have that food doing all the working.
Let me go get lunch.
Because I knew the hours wouldn't get busy, right? It would be busy like from 1 to 3 or 12 to 2.
Yep.
You need your schedule.
I knew the schedule.
You know when it pops up, gets all hot and shit?
For my friend BB worked there and some
that food
Vicente
too?
Ibarra. Vicente?
At 24?
No, at the UPS.
All right.
Oh, the grave ship, bro. We have the shittiest job in the whole wide world.
What's Whacking Hub, by the way?
It's a company, bro.
A shipping company too, like
no, it's a
like,
security company.
Oh, they're the
security. There's a company called
it's like staffing. They staff for
security.
Different spots.
Security. Security.
Awesome. Just say UPS has their own security guards. Then one night, UPS goes on strike and fucking they have to pay their employees more, so they gotta get rid of the security company. So they can't pay the security company like a regular employee no more. They can't afford that, so they get rid of that shit. And then they hire Whacking Hut to run their security company for
contract them out.
And they don't have to pay for insurance.
Whacking Hut gets all the money, and just say they're paying you $14 an hour, but they're going to give you minimum. $6.
I used to be in staffing for. Oh, shut up!
I used to be the same thing you did.
I did the same thing you did.
I knew that
same
money.
Except I hired logistics the people too for the temp company. I worked at the temp company.
That's what my dad ended up doing after that.
So I ran Goldman Sachs, which we had 135 temps over there. It was the biggest account there. But we had, because we had so many, Goldman had. We did high tech. We did like server and support, help desk people. And then word processors were like the lowest level that we did. But we hired people in. We paid their health insurance. We did all the.
That was a good one.
They were our employees.
It wasn't Whacking Hut.
And then we sent them over.
Well, they're staffing security guard. We staff armed guards who get robbed too.
Bro, Brinks
with no bullets.
Armed guards. No bullets. We had armed guards that were in charge of all the jewelry stores in fucking. In downtown LA, bro. This fucking guy was a cop. And they robbed that fool, took his cop gun and our gun and the jewelry. These fools came in there, bro, like they're going to give up Christmas presents to everybody, bro.
That's a good one. During the holidays?
Yep.
Oh, shit.
Open that present and both take 9 to your head.
Damn, dude.
Well, anyway, so I moved up there in the world, dog. I was dispatched. I was in charge, dude, of the saddest job, the most dangerous job in the Whacking Hut. I was in charge of calling disgruntled employees and asking them if they please could bring their gun back.
That's a job within a job.
Think about it. Hey, Felipe, here's a list of fools we fired. And they haven't returned the 38 specials. Can you call them?
Big-ass list, too?
Big-ass list.
I can't believe they didn't get them before they fired them.
I know. The fool got fired on the spot. There was one guy who got fired. He was a fucking idiot, dog. he had the easiest job. He was supposed to just stand in front of an Infiniti, bro, like a brand new Infiniti, like a car, with his badge because he was tall. He looked good.
Stand there.
The other foot just stand there because they're both 6 foot, whatever, looking like they could be whatever. They're good. That fool said, he called and said, hey, man, I need to go. What happened? I shit on myself. Fool, I thought you were top flight security, dog.
This foot didn't know where to go to take shit.
Yeah, you don't get a bathroom break. You gotta stand there.
Well, just stand there for 8 hours in front of the car. Well, they were supposed to unleash it like a car show.
Like the first time they were going to show you what it is.
Yeah, so you're supposed to stand there until they unleash it. They stand there while people pass by, you know, just to make sure. It was presentation. You're not even watching nobody, bro. Nobody's going to steal the car. We got real fools out here that are going to stop that.
Yeah. Fool, if I was
we him. We got you because you look good with a fucking gun.
Just stay there with your shitty pants.
Oh, shit.
What's that smell? I don't smell
for
shit.
For sure no one's going to come near you after that shit. If anything, he improved his security.
Shit.
It would happen, fool.
We have to send some other fool, bro. And then we got mad because they were shorter than the other guy. There was no one around, dog. We sent this old ass Filipino guy who said he was to be that fool used to be under Marcos.
Personal security? Fucking looking like a pygmy.
That fool looked, I don't say his real name, he's probably missing now. His name was Phil Disu. And that fool said to torture fools, bro. For MacArthur.
So he went from Marcos to MacArthur?
Yeah, so he was the one that was there, bro. But they sent that fool, bro. That man, you should have seen the way he showed up, the way they told the story. He goes, man, this guy showed up and came out of the bus holding his lunch in a little plastic bag, dog.
That's how he got to work every morning, God damn.
You know, but he passed through all these people, bro. Delegates, bro. Who was standing in front of that car, and shit man was just waiting for your release.
Shit man. And you had to get the gun back from shit man.
Later on.
What would they tell you when you called and asked for the gun back? Did you have a script for
it? I have a script. No, it was just, hey man, this is Felipe Esparza, man. I'm here for Whacking Hut. You know, I'm just calling to ask you, that you still have gun 4-45. If you could just bring it in, and or I don't know what they're going to do here, but. Just bring it in. And some fool will show up, bro. And I said, and he goes, I'll be like, look at this motherfucker. Man, you can motherfucker give me a loaded gun, stupid. So I told the guy, you give him a loaded, you walk in with a loaded gun, stupid. You're not even dressed. And then that was it, though. Another time we were in the same building as Johnny Cochran. And we're security guard for Johnny Cochran. 24 really, hours.
During the OJ shit or when?
24 hours. I was standing right there. We had a guard outside his office, a guard outside in the parking lot loaded, a guy inside the building, and then me with all those 38s they brought in. And I had them lined up, bro. Which one you want to get shot with? I wasn't even locked. I was in the building, bro. I was the last person, They didn't have to get through me, but I'm pretty sure if the guy was going to go in there and do something. He probably checked all the doors.
Killed four fools and then got to you.
I had 1038s, bro, all loaded. I was playing with them and shit, ready. I was going like this, motherfucker.
Loaded, fool?
Every night, dog.
You'd think they'd have to have people with special skills to protect a person instead of just a general security
company.
You
went to college to staff people.
No, I'm saying, like, you'd think that you'd hire, a private.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Super, secure. People who've been had training in SWAT. And
Green Berets.
We hired guys that were too crazy to be LAPD.
Like, you guys could do
pass
security.
A psych test.
Nope.
Yeah, you guys could do security for an office building or whatever, But, guarding a person who actually might have threats against their life.
Yeah, big threats.
That needs a different level of skill than, a $15 an hour guy or whatever.
Bad drunk, dirty shoes. You,
man, we had some hot, one of the
ones. See, let's hire Whacking Hut to protect.
That's what I'm saying. Johnny Cochran was cheap, huh?
Nobody wants to fuck with a fucking Filipino mafia, bro. These Filipinos, bro, when they're security guards, they don't fuck around, bro.
I think all fools that come from other countries don't fuck around.
Filipinos, Salvadorians.
Russian fools.
Russian, Guatemalans, bro.
Because they have nothing to lose.
Yeah.
They will give
them a pistol,
life.
They'll guard
care.
Their life for you, bro.
They think if they save somebody's life, they're going to get citizenship.
you talk shit about Filipinos, they will shoot your ass off.
Well, dude, those fools are crazy, man. Later. That's fucking, dude, Russian roulette motherfuckers right there, dog.
Bro, that fool was under MacArthur, Gambling. Bro.
And what's up? What happened with that fool?
Fool, that fool showed up, bro, chewing tobacco.
Like a hard ass fool?
Hard ass fool, bro. He looked like somebody, bro, that if you're an American in his prison, he'll beat you every day, bro. So you learn Filipino.
If you were like a prisoner of war with them, he'd just fuck you up?
Yeah, man. What's up, fool? Upcoming shows. This week, we're in West Palm Beach. I would say get your tickets right now because I don't think we're giving tickets away, right?
You know what? We could. If they want to hit us up, fans at Felipe's World.com.
Sácame la leche and your homie and that fool Michael Valley from Miami. If you want to come to the show,
we have
man,
tickets at the show.
We'll put you on the list. Let us know, man.
From the Everglades of West
Palm
Beach.
We're going to be there January 11th through 13th. Oh, man. Speaking of sácame la leche.
What happened, fool?
You know what I'm telling you, man? You know, a lot of people when they go eat, they say they go eat Italian restaurants and they don't like the food. You know why, bro?
What?
Because your mom didn't put that fucking cup of butter in it, eh?
It's an extra love, dog.
Your mom makes something, bro. Like if this adds for 2 cups of sugar, she knows you're fat. She knows she wants you to give a ride to the airport later, so she might put extra sugar. you know, or anyway, this guy that follows me on social media and he's been to our show on Fort Myers, his name is Sacame La Leche, and that fool, man, is fat. Okay. He looks like my brother Rafa.
A thick dude.
Thick ass dude, like Prieto, bro.
Hips.
Yeah. Thick ass hips, bro.
I like juicy fat.
Some guys have
like
hips.
His body, it looked like one of those blow up things that you punch and it comes back.
Don't shoot that.
That fool, mom was making some chicken Alfredo. Keep in mind, she's not Italian. So her stuff could be extra salty. Man, she fucking cooking up the chicken. She's making the pasta, cutting everything up, and it's fucking stuck on the leche right behind her, like fucking Jabba the Hutt. Like, fucking, yeah, middle. Is it done, mom? And just brag you, bro.
Is that his favorite dish from his mom?
I guess, bro. He's going,
can't wait to turn that and shit the whole, up, mom.
And I wanted to hate, bro.
But you couldn't? Bro,
won't you pick up a broom and start sweeping at least?
You know, do something.
You know that pad that's dirty right there? Wash it, dog. you know that fucking that dish that's just finished putting in the sink? Wash it, dog. Nah, you're walking behind her, rubbing her back.
Prep the table at least.
But, bro, man, she made one of the creamiest chicken fettuccine ever. Because it was more like a chicken fajita fettuccine. Because everything was grilled like she was going to make fajitas.
The chicken.
But then she added the cream and the cheese. And she baked it, bro, with extra more cheese.
Oh, my God. That's how it's supposed to be done right there, dog.
So then that food, you show that food later on, 2 hours later, bro, hitting the dirtiest bong in the whole wide world.
Him and the tall homie fool with the glasses?
Yeah. I mean, that bong was oily, bro. But that bong was burner than his mom pants.
Like brown ass resin.
Burner? More burnt.
Was burned. That's how you say burner in East
LA. I'm talking to my pants right now, right? I'm talking to my. I'm using metaphors.
I'm sorry, I didn't know what you meant for.
You never smoked burner?
It's a bomb.
Hey, you ever see fools fuck up a word and they try to play it up like it's a real word?
Yeah, it's a new word.
Come on, bro. You heard of Kalamazoo.
It was near Burnder.
Kalamazoo.
Yeah, it's near fucking Waimula.
Right there. By the Everglades.
That reminds me, bro. I love fucking King of the Hill, especially when Peg teaches, you know, how to speak Spanish. What's the episode?
They're at the airport. It's a Thanksgiving thing where all the flights are getting canceled because of the weather. And then this guy who's Mexican, but he was speaking in English with his sister or whatever. Yeah, they're behind him.
Heavy accent. They're going to open up gate 5.
Yeah, he comes over and he's telling his sister, oh, they're going to open gate 5 or whatever. They're going to open a new flight. And then she turns around and says, Señor, por favor. And she says, she said, I speak Spanish. You know, she said, hablo español. And she said, what gate was that again? And in English, she asks him, and he looks at her, and he says, cinco. Yeah, he says, so whatever the number is in Spanish. And then she just blinks at him because she didn't understand the number. And then he says, 45. Like, she just, I don't know.
What's up with that episode with she spanks that little kid when she's a substitute teacher?
Oh, I love that. Because he pantses her.
Yeah, dog.
In Espanol, por favor.
In Espanol, he pants that.
That will kill me when no one likes her brown belly.
Propine and propine X.
Oh, shit. Getting back, man, to we were talking about earlier. Let's get back to the dates, man.
Oh, yeah, we got a lot of stuff to talk about.
I know, huh?
Rochester, New York. Oh, shit. Rochester, New York. At the Carlson, January 17th through the 19th, we got the Fultron there. Oh, in Palm Beach, we got Toby Hicks. Turlock, California, Community Center, January 26th.
Not Community Center, Community Theater.
Community Theater. Doing community work. Turlock, California, we're going to be there January 26th. Visalia, California, February 1st. Fox Theater, Coachella, California, Spotlight 29, February 2nd. Raleigh, North Carolina, February 2nd to the 24th at the New Improv. Miami, Florida, what's up, fool? Brand new Improv, March 8th through the 10th. All tickets, links, philippeworld.com/tour. Also, other people want to know it's going to be at our show. Okay. West Palm Beach, we got skinny ass Toby Hicks. Rochester, New York, we got dirty ass Fultron. The Full Charge. The Fultron with the fucking dad coat.
Matt Fultron, yeah.
Matt Fultron. Turlock.
Dirty ass Fultron.
We got fucking
Bubbles.
We got depressed ass Larry Bobby Brown. He'll be there, man. Hopefully, he will shoot himself when he passes by Hayward. Visalia, California, and we got the man, the mystery, the myth, the predator. We got fucking Chuck Bartel.
Visalia, right.
George Washington.
Visalia and Coachella.
Raleigh, North Carolina. I have no idea right now.
Yeah, we haven't booked those yet.
Miami Improv. No idea.
That's it right now.
Oh, man. We've been super, super, super busy, man. Man, thank you, everybody who showed up to the... Who's bumping from Van Hagar.
Fuck Van Hagar. I already said that. I already went on a rant about that.
You know, right? Trying to bring it back?
I think he's trying to start shit again. I don't know.
What's up, fool? Where did your father grow up, bro?
He grew up right in Boyle Heights, the same crib that I live in right now.
But that's a project, right?
Nah. He met my mom at Roosevelt, and then she stayed in the projects. So then that's how that happened. And, like, my grandma stood there up until they tore it down. Like, you know, I think in the late 90s or early 2000s. Yeah.
But did your dad ever tell you how crazy it was?
Fuck yeah. Well, he said he would have to walk my mom through the projects and, you know, fucking have to fight dudes or prove how tough they were, just because if you were not from there, they would try to, you know, fuck with
Sway.
You. Sway. So like
a gauntlet.
Yeah.
It's stupid, dude, that they would do that. I'm glad everybody would beat me up earlier, you know?
I think maybe after you left, there might have been this period of time where people are trying to hold on to that toughness, you know, the tough reputation of the neighborhood.
You know, it's
meanwhile,
true.
They're watching it being torn down and rebuilt.
It's stupid, though. It's true, because even once I did it, I was outloaded, and some dude from another neighborhood, you know, he just came down to buy drugs, you know, just to buy drugs, crack, and then I started shit with him, then a cheap shot hit him, and I missed. And that fool fucking knocked me out with one punch in my forehead. I hit me hard in the forehead. I picked up a stick, and that fool ran, and I saw that his lady was in the car, and but I was running to fucking beat her ass. I wasn't gonna really hit her, but I knew they were gonna hold me back. But you gotta make a scene. Eh?
You were acting a long time ago.
Nobody from the project. Everybody from the project would be like being dramatic.
We like, love drama.
Like, we don't get louder till the cops show up, and we're already in our house. Oh yeah, you're lucky I'm not outside right now.
Will you answer that guy Steve Vancini's question about mushrooms?
Felipe, have you ever did mushrooms before you got? No, hell no, dog. I fall off the stage. It's hard to balance sober. I hear things when I'm sober, bro. Bro, when I don't need mushrooms, bro. All I gotta do is bend over and tie my shoes and then get back up. And I start seeing little angels. Like little angels and shit, like snowflakes. Like I don't know who they are. Like, I don't know who they are. Like see-through snowflakes. Anybody?
Little Taylor Swift's.
When I broke my toe, I saw that. Like a cartoon. I felt like stars were going around my head. But just talking about your circulation. Oh, that's an everyday thing.
What's up, fool? I just see your father just like play softball a lot. Like very into sports. But now, man, but he never did anything crazy. But everybody else was crazy, bro. Like, I seen fool get knocked out, bro, outside your mom's house. Not in your mom's house, but you know the little pathway?
Yeah.
Oh, man, one of the best knockouts I ever saw there was this guy named Samudio, bro, from another neighborhood. His name was Samudio, and he had a big chance, dog. Like,
you have to with a name like Samudio.
He had he had a big chest, but like, he pumps.
Pechudo,
bro. He had pimples, bro.
Why would you even sock him, dog?
So he had to show off his chest, bro, instead of his face. David Samudio, I don't know his last name, bro.
Oh, no.
Vaca. His name was David Vaca, bro.
Oh.
And he ended up being from, I don't know if he ended up joining Flats or not. No, Joaquin Vaca. And his homeboys called him Jack. But I only knew my Joaquin Vaca. And me and my friend Rafa, you know Rafa Moran?
I think
and
I
Bobo.
I know Bobo.
And fucking whack-ass George Vasquez was there. And we're just chilling there, bro. And that dude, Joaquin Vaca, showed up. My friend, Robert Mendoza. I'm giving out names here, bro. They're going to go arrest these guys.
Statute of limitations.
Yeah, anyway, so Robert was a cool dude, bro. He was one of those stoner guys that no matter how long his hair grew, It looked like shit, dog. Like, his he had waves without trying, bro. Like, his heart, it was like Sammy, like fucking Dio, bro. Like, Dio has short hair. It's just nasty. It looked like he wore a beanie all day.
Tired ass long hair.
But fucking Joaquin, Jack, that fool was badass, bro. That fool had his hair, bro, feather back, like a drummer from any band. Like feather back, bro, perfect.
Like bottom and shit.
Bottom, bro, perfect, bro, like a chola. It was perfect, bro. Like if you were, like if you wanted a guy with long hair, that's the guy. Plus he was huge. Anyway, so there were these fools chilling, you know, they were from a gang called Ghetto Boys. Ghetto Boys. Oh, they didn't even gangbang. All they do is get drunk and fuck up. Get drunk,
fight.
Break up with the chicks, and then another ghetto boy will be with her. And then they'll be friends forever. But they had black dudes that were ghetto boys, too.
Oh.
They were ghetto bros.
Ghetto bros.
Some fool named Danzard and some fool named Rodney Shaw. I think Rodney Shaw. And a guy named Rock. But there were these dudes that were, these stoner dudes that were in ghetto boys, they were hardcore black dudes, like, they like Ozzy, Black Sabbath. They were metal, bro. Yeah. You don't fuck around with a black fool who loves metal, bro. He'll fuck your ass up. He has fucking rings. So, long story short, the guy goes, they tell me what's up, because I'm just there with my radio, bro, listening to fucking Quiet Riot. And this fool shows up, dog. Fucking Joaquin has wearing a jersey, like a badass hoodie, a white thermal, puka shells, an earring with a feather with a roach. And fucking moccasins, bro. He's badass, dog.
Get some good ass gear
on. I had all those things.
I know, Lisa. I like, if I had all, everything he was wearing, moccasins. I wouldn't be here right now, bro. I would have been part of somebody's band. Like,
it's a mean little outfit for the 80s right there.
He I don't know if he had chicks, but he asked him for weed. I said, I don't know if we had weed. I don't know who sells weed. I was a nerd. I didn't have no weed, so I just asked them, right? So I pointed at those fools, but they were loaded, and. So those fools right away, bro, started asking them where you got from, whatever. But those fools, they were dressed the same, you know, like they had the same style. So I guess that was it. One of the fools tried to cheap shot that dude, Joaquin, big mistake. All I heard was this. And that fool fell on the ground. And then that fool kept punching his ass when he hit on the ground. And he gets him one kick with a moccasin. Then he goes over to the other dude, and that fool getting punched by two guys. And then he goes over there, and that fool knocks out too, bro.
Those clean-ass shots, huh?
Clean, bro. And he gets a kick to the moccasin. And then when he was leaving, he grabs the other dude that instigated the fight and gives him one more punch, bro. And when those fools get up, bro, they got up, bro. Like, I never seen someone. I see people get knocked out, but I was there in front of them going, you got knocked the fuck out. I didn't like those fools anyway. They're kind of like bullies.
Finally, somebody served them.
They tried to get me in a headlock one time. Tried to get me in a headlock one time, and I fucking body slammed one of them. Then I got scared because I could have beat my ass. Even though I should have known, I could fuck him up.
Yeah, but still.
No confidence, bro. So, when those fools got up, bro, they were dizzy, bro. Like, they were on the merry-go-round for 100 times.
They got fucked up.
They were dizzy, bro. And I was standing in front of, you all right? I felt bleed on my mouth and shit.
Shook that brain, dog.
And I felt a black eye.
But yeah, that fool, you should know how to fight and
yeah, bro,
clean
fool,
a clock.
The fool were all fucked up, bro. They were listening to fucking Eddie Van Halen Eruption.
Play the solo again, dog.
Fuck them up, fool. And that fool had a reputation of knocking fools out.
That
though,
dude,
man.
Joaquin?
Yeah.
Should have got him at Whack and Hunt.
I remember some chick beat my ass in high school, bro.
They beat your ass or got a couple
I was
good
scared,
ones on
bro.
What'd you do?
Well, I grew up, bro. Got her boyfriend cooked on crack, and then she tried to stop him, and he beat her up.
So then she kicked your ass for
never, dog. I got her back.
That's a long revenge.
But I got it.
Fucking vengeance, Rasa.
I never forget it. She was trying to get him to stop cooking crack, and he turned around and don't tell me what to do, bitch.
Sometimes shit takes care of itself.
And I remember her, bro. When I was trying to jump the fence, she scratched my back, bro. I was trying to get away from her.
What was? How big? She big and shit?
Overgrown already, bro. She was, I'm 6 foot one now, and she's 5'9". So she was 5'9" when I was still in sixth grade.
Back
so
then,
I was tall.
Oh, she was huge.
Yeah, she was a savage, bro.
5'9"
I'll take that back. I didn't get her boyfriend hooked on crack. He wasn't really hooked, but I'll give him like free ones every once in a while.
You're enabling his, yeah.
I would borrow his van. And then one time they got into a fight, and I saw her like crying, you know, like an adult, you know, like, okay. I felt bad, but then I felt, you know, fuck that bitch, eh? Want to be a bully when you're a sixth grade bitch? Welcome to fucking reality, eh? I would see fools, bro, that fuck with me when I was little, and I was in a project, and I would see them drunk, and I would just cheap shot them, bro.
You've been holding it in.
I'm like, come here, man. This is the way to your house. And paya. I feel like rejuvenated.
Talk about this weekend. Let it out. This past weekend.
Oh my god.
And the holidays.
I wonder how many people are there to me though.
Fuck that.
Some fool hits me up, bro. One of my brother's friends, Mezcalito, and that fool said that when one last comment standing. He goes, there was an email, I can't believe this piece of shit won. Eh? And so I said, what are you talking about, bro? No, bro, when we were little one time, I punched him in front of everybody, and everybody laughed. And bro, I was testing out jokes, bro, what the fuck?
That was a punchline.
But I don't remember, bro, so if I don't remember, it didn't happen.
Fuck
a lot of shit I remember that happened.
Stop
sorry,
crying,
brother.
Man. Get over it, bro.
You're crying, bro.
For what, dog? What difference is going to happen in their lives, dude?
Play some real mezcal for them, bro.
Let's play another track.
Yeah, play another track.
Off Long Live the Peyote.
We had an awesome weekend, bro.
Yeah, dude.
I finally slept
Bridgeport, baby.
62 hours in one week. Freestyle, Rodrigo.
Freestyle. Motherfuckers get cheap shot and still complaining after 30 years. I should go back there and cheap shot you again, motherfucker. That's how we do it. And give him a famous gold, old bro. Give him another one. And you're going to get a patada, too. Thinking the days here, dripping from my face, tripping off the little things. Used to get frustrated, used to feel deflated. Used to use excuses to soften the truth. If you really want something, you'll go out there and do it. The action, used to chase it.
What's up, fool?
Used to bag on me, till I got the bag on me. Talk about last weekend in New York and
let's talk about that blouse.
Connecticut and the holidays, too.
Keep shining.
I don't know if you wanted to bring up something about the holidays.
Happy holidays, people. Oh, shout out to Alex DeLarge, who's making himself a staple of the community.
So you guys did that that Christmas thing?
Yeah, and he donated his car for Mezcalito's video.
Yeah, shout out to Alex, man. He hooked it up.
Did that
time.
Video?
Yep.
And he also, Alex DeLarge, he bought like around $1,800 worth of toothbrushes and napkins, and he passed it out to the homeless. Nobody asked him to do it. He just did out of his heart.
A bunch of toiletries and stuff.
A bunch of toiletries.
I think he made like some beef stew and stuff.
Yeah,
too.
Bro, did you see that fucking chili he made the other night?
Was it bomb?
He lost me a celery, bro.
Oh.
You always put celery in. I just mince it up because I know you don't like it. But celery is important for that.
What celery do?
Well, anyways, he's like the drunk cook right now, bro. He shows up all loaded, bro, and makes some good-ass food, bro. He has the extra love to it, just like fucking saca la leche's mom.
Butter.
But he made this chili, but I don't know what he put the chili on top. I kind of disagree with what he put the chili on top.
I don't remember the post. I don't think I saw it.
Alex, what the hell you put that chili on top of it for?
Garnish or what?
No. He put the chili on top of something that I disagreed with. Anyways, we had a crazy-ass weekend, man. Shout out from Houston, Alex Ponce, La Puente, Joaquin Rodriguez, Fontana, Steven Bencinini.
Fonta.
Kaiser Hospital, Ivan Lopez. That fool at the hospital, bro. Fans are working at Kaiser. Bakersfield, California. Acanamalo 661.
These are people watching right now.
Oilsdale, Wario Lopez.
Where is Oilsdale?
By Lawndale. Norwalk, Fabian, Duarte, France, don't be lying. Tony Pierre. Listening from France, but we're going to France again. What? Venice Beach, Alex DeLarge, Covina, Fernando Calderon, and other comedians who listen to the podcast. You know who you are, Chris Estrada. Oh, fool. Shout out to fucking... Johnny Rocker. He got back with his mystery lady.
That was weird.
What, Denver?
No, it was weird that Alfred Robles hit up his lady after they broke up. Hashtag Alfredo. Alfred Robles, stop texting people ladies. Hashtag that shit.
He went to the DM or what?
Yeah,
bro. Try to slide it on the X.
He returned it.
He did one of those.
No shame, bro.
No shame, right?
It's his fault because he continued.
What's worse than when you hit up on a DM and then they get back together? Because you know she's going to tell you.
Then she's going to tell them all. I broke up with a
chick who didn't want to tell me who it was.
She didn't tell you who it was?
Yeah, with Ernie G.
Oh, I would have broke up with her too.
I broke up. I said, I'm done.
Who is she?
But you know how stupid I was, bro. I'm the one who cheated, dog. But I threw it on her.
I know how you operate.
I got a song for that. We'll play it next.
Yeah, bro, play for it. Alfred Robles. Alfred Robles trying to talk to people. Lady, what's wrong with him, bro? Do you have enough fucking money?
But the weird part was that Johnny brought his lady to Denver with him somehow. I didn't see her on the way there, so I don't know when she got there.
He put it in her
luggage. We didn't see her until the day we were leaving.
He micromanaged her.
Until the way we were leaving. Did you know she was there when we were at the theater?
I was walking back to send some people back to the meet and greet, and I seen her real quick, and I said hello, and that was it.
It was weird because he didn't bring her backstage. He didn't even tell me she was there, or you or anybody. And then all of a sudden she shows up at the airport, and I'm like, well, you can't send somebody off at the airport. She doesn't live in San Francisco. I mean, in wherever we were, Denver.
He hit her like fluffy side chick.
how do you do that? It was weird. She didn't walk back to the hotel from the theater with him. He sent her before he left.
He hit her like a side chick.
It was weird.
No offense to anybody with side chicks, but this guy hit her good, bro. He hit her like she was bringing in a bag of Coke.
Yeah, I asked him, where's your lady? I put her in an Uber.
It was weird.
No, but I was going to tell you about that. That thing is, she left a message, or she left a comment on his stuff, and then Alfred called a message back, and then that's what Johnny told me. But it's his fault because he continued.
Nobody's fault, eh?
Nobody's
fault, eh? You broke up with her. It's open game.
Yeah, she's on the market again.
That's the truth.
If they're homies,
you should have been a homie.
Time, you know what I mean? Like,
for you to cry more.
I let the tears dry.
He's actually helping you out. Alfred is helping him out because if she goes more, she probably was never meant to be.
Yeah. Oh, that's deep, man.
That's
true.
He actually, Alfred is only.
I'm doing you a favor.
Alfred's only real friend, actually. Everybody out there, you gotta work it out.
Sliding, huh?
Or that move. I just want to be there for you.
Yeah, just I'll be there for you.
What's the saying?
And then later on, it's just I'm just there.
That's the saying, like a shoulder to cry on becomes a dick to ride on.
Right? Why does this thing keep getting hard next to you? I don't know. It's weird.
But man, it was weird. Like, for this is how I saw it. Right? We're in Denver. Okay, we were doing a show and Ontario, California. We were there Thursday through Sunday. Two shows Friday, two shows Saturday, two shows Sunday, one show Thursday. We left the show. We got out of the club at 12:30. We got to the hotel at 1, and at 3:45, they picked us up to go to the airport. So we had like.
Why did they pick you up so early?
No, time was Denver.
Denver, yeah.
We had no sleep. So we slept there all day, okay? Slept all day. We got up. Me and Rodrigo, the next day when we landed in L.A., the next day we left to Connecticut. But fuck all that. Think about it, bro. Johnny Roque was with us in Ontario. We left together. That motherfucker, stupid ass, woke up too fucking late.
I had to call him 3-4 times to wake him up.
And tell that motherfucker, little motherfucker.
I'm about to fire this fool.
We were on the way to the airport. The driver was waiting.
There's 10 comics in this area who would love to be here right now. And you're not doing any shit, but just getting up early.
This is called a comic Uber.
So anyway, I didn't know he was... He could have told me, man, I'm fucking my chick right now. But I didn't know. So all this goes up. We go to the.
I don't think that was happening.
We go to a fucking. We get to Denver. I sleep. We get up. We go to the show. I'm losing my throat. They order some horrible fucking Thai food. And all this going around, right? We have a big-ass green room. There's four green rooms.
Yeah, it's a theater.
It's a badass theater. If you ever go there, Paramount, all the theaters like have a record player.
All the rooms,
so you can relax.
Downtown sick. Denver, right?
So you have a couch, homie. You roll up your fat-ass blunt, close the door, put a little bit of jazz, sample some music, and fuck it. Hell yeah, homie. Perfect.
There was plenty of room.
Plenty of room.
It wasn't like a comedy
and
club.
Plus, there was a common green room for everybody, a bigger one somewhere else. So then we do the show the next day, whatever. We get up in the morning. We're leaving.
We go to the airport together.
The airport together.
Come back to LA.
First of all, it's a long line.
Yeah.
It's a long ass line.
Yeah. We go through TSA. He's next to me in the TSA
line. And we have shout out to Lydia, too.
I don't see her at all.
Popovich.
Yeah, Lydia was there. But I don't see his lady at all in the line.
Well, I don't even know how that fucking chick looked like.
Oh, you never met her before?
Never. Oh. Alfred knows more than me. Shout out to Alfred Robles. We're not hating on you, dog, but why you fucking got an email about for? Much love. So we don't know who she is. You know, Alfred should have emailed me. This is what she looks like if you see her at the airport. Tell her say hello. Hear the podcast too, right?
Yeah, you know, bro, or
you know, bro, you were there. Anyway, so we get to the airport,
something, bro,
and then like we see this chick there, and he goes, "Hey, man, this is so and so." He didn't say this is my girlfriend, and this is not whatever, bro, whatever. I don't know who she is. I thought this fool hooked up with a chick.
I did
at
too.
At the show, and they convinced this crazy bitch to fucking fly to LA. Or
just to see him as he goes
off. I had several scenarios.
Like, think of the way Johnny thinks and the way he is. He probably say, I'll pay you later for the ticket. Or I'm going to use my money. I'm going to just fucking, I need a woman tonight. That's what you thought, right?
I thought that was one of the theories.
Lydia didn't know shit either.
Lydia was sitting there like, she just was staying quiet. But we were both like, who is this woman?
I thought you guys knew her before.
No, I never met her before.
I was another impression.
And so we're like, yeah, hi. And she's like, hi, how are you? And she's like, and then she said, the show was great last night. And I was like, so she saw the show. So then I thought she was a fan or something. And I was like, how is he hooking up with a fan and flying back to L.A.? I don't
with
get
those
it.
Ears.
But I was just like, I don't get it. How... And I know Johnny's broke. He can't pay for anybody's tickets. Anyway, so
hashtag Alfred Stobless.
It was weird, man. And then finally, you called him out in front of everybody. It took that for everybody to figure out the situation.
They yelled it out when we were going to the airport.
Yeah,
huh?
I think we were going on the Sky Bridge.
We're on the Sky Bridge. That's your girlfriend?
Like, is that your lady, bro?
Is that your lady,
and
bro?
And then he was like, yeah.
Yeah.
But it was weird, and then you called him out again on the plane.
The only time I could think, the only reason I could think he didn't introduce us at the show is maybe they were fighting or something.
Yeah, I don't know. And he called her his.
Who the Albert Esparza?
No, because he said, you know, I put her in an Uber, but yeah.
Well, this cool. Or he told me that he didn't want to crowd. Before this is the Bray Improv where nobody could show up.
Yeah, dude, there's fucking eight rooms back there though.
You can't be a comic opening up, showing up with three of your kids and shit.
You got cereal here?
I show up and shit, your kids are eating wings. I haven't ordered. That's the worst.
You're killing me.
I'm
right
like,
now,
I have nowhere to lay my dog. So what's up, bro? Who did that to you, bro?
What?
You know, Mezcal?
Everybody.
Who fucking DM your lady after you broke up? Who tried to rap with her? Who said, who heard your lady say, I got beats?
No one, thank God, but shit. I know if we were to break up, I already know motherfuckers would be in the DM already. It's just how fools are. Especially nowadays, it's like no shame.
Yeah,
no shame.
And I think it's bluntly
known. Jane Carter from Ireland, what's up, mate?
Hello. Hello, my darling. But yeah, after you guys are broke up, it's fair game. Especially now, you don't need Match.com or any of that shit. It's all on Instagram.
Yeah, man.
All that shit.
But sometimes, you know, people. I don't know why people do that. They just hit
what's
up
that?
Somebody
out of the blue.
Out of the blue, baby, because they know them.
Well, there's a lot.
There's a movie like that, bro. It's called I feel it in my finger.
Oh, Love Actually?
Love Actually.
What do you mean hitting up somebody they don't know?
Yeah, because that guy from the Walking Dead, Rick, loves that chick's girlfriend.
Oh, right. He's in love with his wife.
I thought he wrote a song for her, bro. Damn.
No, he didn't write a song. He writes a bunch of cue cards and pretends that they're like carolers outside.
Fuck that fool.
So that he can let her know. Well, he's just letting her know that he does love her and he knows there's no chance.
Carolyn,
so let's
DMs.
Just like act normal.
Me, I'm like Robert De Niro in Casino. What's his name in the casino?
Frank Rothstein.
Mr. Rothstein. Congratulations on your marriage. You have a beautiful wife. You are a very lucky man. The boss and his cocksucker. I had him fired the next day.
And keep those comments to yourself.
What the fuck? A little short Robert Zapata motherfucker too.
Oh, they're all those types of guys.
It's only
always
the short guys.
Handing out massages.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't shoulder get massage. Complimenting you on my looks or something.
Yeah.
I don't get that.
Yeah, bro.
That's
you
weird.
Know, I paid $5,000 for her.
Yeah, it's like, why compliment you? You're a very lucky man. You have a lovely lady there. And it's like, what does that do for me?
You know
what,
for worse,
for you? And it just makes you mad?
What worse
it just makes you start thinking, what the fuck is that?
Yeah, what's worse is when she's doing something and there's an old-ass man going, hey, that's not what a gentleman does. That's what I do, motherfucker.
The fuck out of here, dude.
She could carry those bags. She had a baby sideways. Or somebody goes, you're going to lady carry that? Yeah, I'm going to let a lady carry that. I'm going to let a lady pay for my bills. I'm going to let a lady treat me. I'm going to let a lady rub my feet afterwards. How you like that, motherfucker? Welcome to 2019, bitch.
Motherfucker,
I think
know,
a marriage should pay for everything. Yeah, bro. When you're a multimillionaire, bro, when you're the leader of a cartel, you can pay for everything too, eh?
We live in two different worlds.
Bro, I went out with a lady, bro, that they grabbed the check without before me. And I said, well, I think this is going to be a good one.
I think I did that, didn't
there
I?
You go.
A couple of times.
Short guy need love too. Rest in peace, Flacco. Flacco's all right, man. I think he fell off a chair the other day.
He did?
No, you made it up.
Oh, my goodness.
What we got? What's next?
How about the story, Rodrigo?
Oh, shit.
We're chasing that dude with the cell phone.
Man,
I want to hear that one.
Let me tell you, man. We were in Bridgeport, Connecticut, and I've been to a lot of ghetto-ass places. I've been to Flint. I've been to Detroit. I've been to Oxnard, Vagabond Inn. Oh, my God. I've been to Ventura by La Crosse. I've been to fucking Monterey over there by fucking Seaside. I've been to Houston, Whole Streets, or the Homeboy Street.
Holmes Road.
But goddamn, man, I didn't expect Connecticut to be this ghetto.
Undercover ghetto.
Bridgeport.
That is one stop away from the place where ladies wear sweaters around their necks, tied around their necks, like preppy, sort of snobby looking pearls and all that. Stamford. Like Bridgeport, I'm so shocked that you say it's ghetto.
No, it used to be like flourishing back in the day, right?
Yeah.
Barnum and Bailey comes from
I mean,
there.
I haven't been there like
a lot of industries making
years.
Bullets for the war and then everything left, right? Because the homeboy said it got a...
They made the first bullets for the, I think, the Civil War.
It was a port town, though.
Port town. Right.
But it was like they raised all the taxes like sky high and everybody moved, all industry moved out.
So go ahead. Sorry.
So we're there at this place called the Fun Chao Cafe. I kept asking buddy, first of all, it's not Fun Chao, that country. But it's a Portuguese place. It's like a little cafe. They have sushi. They have a buffet. They have a guy making shakes. They have cakes.
Little deli.
They have a deli. They have fucking Brazilian beef.
Was it good?
It was bomb.
Good, man. First of all, they have the lady making sushi while the girl behind her, she's burning her back.
And they made a lechon Puerto Rican style.
Oh, wow.
So what they're eating, what they're ordering, then there's this Jamaican lady outside, she was getting off her third job.
You were across the street, fool, at the Snappy Dogs, because you ran over, fool. What's happening, dog? And that's when you took off this way. I looked over, and your pants were coming down. I was like, oh, my God, dog. But then I went this way. Because, no, you went that way. The lady went right behind you because after she grabbed that fool's phone, because I had my food there. But the fool took her phone, and then he ran this way. And I was like, oh, that's fucked up, dude. But then he ran back around the other way. That's when I came out. And this fool ran across the street. From across the street. And then I walked that place in the morning, so I knew how the streets connected, like on a grid. So I ran this way, back on the other street, and came back down. But there was a meter maid fucking checking the car things. So that fool ran into him where these fools were running on the corner of the other street. And that fool seen us, and he grabbed the phone, threw it on the hood of the car, and ran back the other way. And he ran past these fools. But it all happened, dude, in like 2 minutes.
You guys
didn't
catch that fool? Just he
I tried, when I first went outside, I tried to grab him, dude, with the corner of my fucking pinky and shit. That motherfucker slipped. Little skinny fool slipped out, dog. But no, we didn't get him physically. But we
the
got
little, the lady was out of breath. She chased that fool barefoot, bro. Like she was back in Jamaica. She had no choice, you know. So the sad thing was that her husband was on the other line, and she was telling the wife, give him money, give him something. Don't let him take your phone, you know. Like, and he goes.
So he tried to like mug her, like give me your shit.
Yeah, and then she was telling the guy, her husband was telling her, put him on the phone.
No, what happened? She snagged this phone, and she was all, my husband's in the hospital. Please, I need my phone. I'll give you money. I mean, I don't know what the fuck. It had a little lifeline on there. It was just a fucking iPhone with one of those rubber things on it. Protector cases.
Speaking of iPhone, this is how ghetto ass.
And this is in Bridgeport.
Bridgeport. This is how ghetto the street
is. Across the street from the hotel.
We're on a corner smoking some bomb ass Louis. And this crazy ass white boy walks out to us. Yo, guys, you got one a free phone? And I said, who are we going to kill? No. We want a free phone? Nah, I'm good, bro.
That was sketchy, though.
And then he goes, it was a scam. And he goes, well, tomorrow, meet us at the Bridgeport Library. And you could trade in your Medicare for a free phone.
On the street, though.
On the street, bro.
What do you mean by trade in? I don't get that.
No, you know, Medicare, you have a little sticker or somehow.
But you trade it in, or if you have that, they give you a free phone.
Yeah. Like a government phone.
Yeah, right. The Obama phone.
I think it's just providing proof that you're low income. Yeah, one of my homies,
who don't work, he chills. That fool got like 3 cell phones.
Hey, fool, you got a nicer cell phone. All that shit went down in front of a fucking courthouse, dog.
Yeah, in front of a courthouse, right? Yeah, we were in front of the courthouse when that went down. And anyways, the guy thought that we were, like, disheveled, I guess. We were, like, homeless. Because he said, hey, guys, you want a free phone? You're low income?
He fit his description, dog?
Yeah.
Because he popped out of nowhere, dog. A little dirty motherfucker,
I'm wearing a Root of Fight shirt, bro. Andrew the Giant, motherfucker. No one else wearing an Andrew the Giant shirt.
He has no idea, huh, bro?
You guys smoking the good stuff, huh?
Yeah.
They hired that. Some city person hired that guy to give out free phones in the streets.
Yeah.
To me, he looked like a homeless fool, like a little scumbag.
But they probably hooked them up for every fool they
maybe,
get.
Maybe, yeah.
Go tell your homies and we'll shoot you some.
A lot of jobs just to give away phones, bro.
Crazy. Somebody's snoring back there. No, she's back here on her bed.
I figured out a way to pay for the wall.
How, fool?
We legalized marijuana federally around the country, all 50 states. And use that money, the first 6 months of that money, to build the first part of the wall. Now, a lot of people, Trump might say, you know what, I might lose my people. No, you are going to lose your people. You have Mitch McConnell, and you have the states fight for state rights. And say, you know what, I don't care what the president said, we're not going to legalize marijuana in Ohio. But see, that by the time they go through the courts and all that, we're still going to get the tax revenue for that weed in Ohio and Kentucky. And then you wouldn't have to take money away from Social Security, from the vets, from anybody. You weren't taking money from nobody. And then once the states fight it in court and get rid of marijuana in their state, get rid of the wall.
Can you smoke in Connecticut?
Yeah.
Is it legal there?
For medical.
For medical.
Rhode Island, it's for medicinal. What do you think, bro? No.
But bad
idea.
You can't smoke in public. But
it's going to create more government, dog.
More government.
Well, the problem is
I want less government.
That's what I'm saying. Boy.
I mean, it's a.
What do you think?
It would raise the funds, but the problem is that it wouldn't be able to be presented as a bill and turned into a law before re-election time. You know, for Trump's purposes.
So it's too late for that idea.
The countdown
because government's
begins,
so slow. I don't think it would be approved by Congress and all like, that stuff and
it's
written.
It's a Schedule
right.
One drug right now. They got
to
get it off.
They
that.
Have to deschedule.
Then everybody's
yeah.
going to sue to keep it that way. Some of the states.
Yeah.
It's going to be fucking weird. And all the groups and
yeah,
like, it could more and more mess, dude. More and more damage.
I forget that other spots in the country aren't as cool about weed as we are here. We were in Atlanta and they're like, "Hey, you can smoke weed, but be careful."
Yeah.
Because Georgia don't fuck around and they treat it like a real drug out
Arizona
here.
Arizona used to be that way too, zero tolerance, right?
But Mobile, Alabama,
but
too,
then
bro.
They changed.
Yeah,
Alabama
well,
too.
In Florida, dog got 90 days for fucking a seed, but it wasn't even his. It was in a little baggie, like 20
a
feet
red
away.
Hair.
Yeah. 90 days, dog. It used to be a felony here in the 60s to possess a joint, dude. A felony, dog. A fucking felony, dog.
But I'm just saying, that's just a crazy suggestion I thought of.
For the wall? And Omar, he's not suggesting building the wall. He's just saying, like, this was where the funding could come from if Trump wanted to.
I'm not suggesting building a wall, idiots. But I'm just saying, this, where to get the funds from? Where to get the funds?
Well, you know how much...
This is the comedy podcast.
I know, huh? You're implementing policy right here.
I'm going to take my words, bro, and then someone's going to pick it up.
Felipe wants to build the wall.
Take it as truth.
He's just talking
You're all Breitbart News, huh, Felipe Esparza? Yeah. But
man,
dude,
look, they could build a wall, bro. We're already here. The criminals are here.
Fool, wall or no wall, fools are still going to creep over
man,
here underneath.
The best drugs come in through planes, bro, and boats.
Exactly.
Dude, submarines.
And trucks.
And legit shipments.
Let me tell you, the best drugs don't need a wall. They need a jalapeno jar. That's it.
Dude, like, these fools act like they never watch Narcos, dog. Yeah. Like, they show you how they do it.
Yeah, remember that? What was it? Traffic? Remember that movie when Captain Zeta-Jones was like, we're just going to make the dolls out of, we're going to turn the Coke into ceramic, you know, into the porcelain.
Dude, there was a bus one time. These
They're
were
undetectable.
Bringing in speed and heroin, and it was all inside little, those fucking piggy banks.
Yeah.
That's mm-hmm. all it was. They molded them inside there. And then you can still put change in there, but like... Like this much was in.
I made a whole piñata out of coke.
There you go. Come on, man, shit. Americans like to get high, dog. How else are gonna?
It's funny how social media warriors they jump on
social
justice warriors like Omar. They jump.
I don't know if he is.
He probably is. They jump on anything that triggers them. Like they heard wall, and right away they start paying attention.
Like
once they heard wall. Like, build the wall, they forgot, he stopped paying attention and forgot everything I said before that and just focused that I said build the wall.
Yeah, they just hear one part.
They only hear one part. That's why we have a problem here. People are going to start paying fucking attention.
Oh, trigger words, fool.
Maria Full of Grace. Oh, my God.
That's
that
a great
girl
movie.
Swallowed 100 little pallets full of coke, bro, for 1 kilo.
Yeah, it was like double wrapped in a condom, like in 2 condoms. And they look, man, I love the poster.
And then
for
that girl they were with, she fucking, she died, and they opened her up, and they took her coke,
in
and then
the
and Maria said, well, I want her cut, you know. She was with us. She died. Where's her pay? She has kids back home.
That was a good movie.
What's the movie called?
Maria
Full of Grace. She got
out,
bro.
I gotta check that out.
Yeah,
you got
the
another
poster,
song for drugs?
The poster looks like her taking communion, but it's one of those things.
You ever done peyote, dog?
Not yet.
Okay,
I've done mescaline.
I was wondering. Oh,
but that's
okay.
That's the next step. The peyote. Now that I put it into
up.
The into the universe.
You never heard peyote, but they call peyote.
Exactly. Oh, that's
peyote
like mescaline.
Right?
They're yeah. like you call yourself mescal, but you never done mescaline. All right. Well, some people gave me that.
I thought it was for mescal.
That's what people get mixed
tequila.
Up. But yeah, now
what's
the mescaline from?
Dog?
It's like the synthesized version of peyote.
Oh, okay.
So it's like a psychedelic.
I only heard a bit like Fear and Loathing in Las Vegas the first time. I got some mescaline.
It's like, yeah, it's strong.
Hallucinogen then? Is that what is? What
you
is?
Know they're going to legalize shrooms in, I think it's Oregon. They're going to legalize magic mushrooms.
Well, I heard that they had opened up research use because of its schedule, they weren't doing research with it. But then so many people from... You know, the I guess, advocates for depression research and that sort of stuff, we're hitting them up because it's supposed to basically reset your brain.
I think it's like Olympia to me, too. Like that one time when we went to that Halloween, dude, I had like got fucked up from a concert. My ear was just stuffed for like fucking a year. And that day, just fucking, that's one thing. It just opened it all up.
You took some shrooms.
Do the joy voice, bro. Do some
You know
do Joy on mushrooms.
I'm over here seeing little dragons and shit. Taylor Swift taking off a dress. But no, bro. You fucking eat a couple fucking little caps, then you fucking start to hear like a fucking scientist. You know what I'm saying? But yeah, dude, I think it's refreshing, dude. I don't think you can do too much though, because it'll fuck you up.
And you get stuck right there.
But I heard that's what it is. Much. You eat it and it poisons you, and after you're gone, but the poison is the high.
Me, if somebody when I was hooked on crack the first time, the first time I went to rehab. If somebody in rehab would have gave me mushrooms, and not a lot, but a little bit at a time.
That's all you need.
And then I would continue going to my meetings. Because my first time I did mushrooms, like when I woke up the next day, I felt like I never did drugs again.
You felt you didn't want it. I didn't want to do drugs. You didn't have the urge.
And that's what they say. Addicts, too. Yeah. They give it to them for
that
rehab.
That was your first time when we did that in Vegas, right?
An Ibogaine.
Yeah.
Yeah, because you told me that the next morning.
The next day, I felt like real sober. Like, I'm sober now, but I felt real sober. Like, I felt like I never
did
drugs.
You didn't have the urge.
I didn't have the urge to do it. Yeah. I didn't have the urge to drink or do coke.
Because you wake up with the urge pretty much every day, right? Like you have it at some point throughout the day.
Yeah.
It's just common for addicts to have that. But yeah, that's a great thing. And not just addiction,
But you can't eat a lot like Craig, a whole ounce.
No, like microdosing. You know, Flacco's doing microdosing too for his problems and his migraines and everything. And he says it helps too. But microdosing, you don't get the high, the crazy hallucinations or anything. But you grind it up into powder and then like add it to your coffee or whatever once a day. But then you take breaks from it so you don't build the tolerance to it. And then... But it just basically keeps you at a level that can help control lots of different disorders. So,
yeah, go mushrooms. Vote for mushrooms.
I'm trying to look into more of that microdosing. I might try that.
Me too. What's up, Rodrigo?
Just
you got shows coming up?
If you guys are listening to the live show, I'll be at Aso Vino in West Covina tonight.
How about Yeah Man?
Yeah Man. Episode 50 is up. So check that out.
Oh. Yeah, show's coming up.
I have a show next week at the Boulevard in Boyle Heights. You can get your tickets at vivamezcal.com/merch. And the tickets will be there. I'm going to do a little intimate 50-person, show for the new album. Rocking tracks off the new album.
Right on, dog.
What's up, fool? Thank you, everybody who showed up to the show in Denver. Eddie Ponce, shout out. Talking about there were a lot of people who couldn't control their pee in Denver. They couldn't get enough to go pee during the show. But it was cold outside, too.
Yeah. Girls have to pee when it's cold.
Tough, you know, for, like, some comedy fans. Like, I would say, like, just say Alex DeLarge, Eddie Ponce, Maz, Francisco de Jesus, Koja Ninja, Mega Man. Because these guys drink a lot. I mean, they're going to keep getting up. They're going to go through a bunch of people, go buy beer and come back to... I don't think a theater is made for these guys. These guys need like a club.
Yeah, with a waiter.
Somebody, a waiter, coming in. Hey, man, more beers. Because someone like Alex might go to the bar and come back with a fucking case and then sit down.
Alex will have his flask with him.
Some fools have flasks. I see fools at my shows, bro. You see them when you're on stage, Rodrigo. You're like, somebody here is dabbing.
Yeah. You see motherfuckers with their pants off.
You can see a little vape come up every once in a while.
People have a little flask.
And you know how vape smokes are so...
Yeah.
They're just going to give it to me, and I'm like, always telling them, bro, I have herpes. You want one? You want a cold? Bro, I have herpes. I have a cold sore.
I know. I don't like when people hand me
herpes. I know, man. Bro, I have a cold sore in my eye right now.
People.
Do you want me to hit that?
I hit it, but I wipe it. And people look at me like, what are you doing, dude? I don't have AIDS, but still, though.
Shout out to MC Pancho, man, starting off the year right with salad and greasy ass chicken.
I think he's going to be a guest on Mega Man's podcast coming up.
Yeah?
Yeah.
What are you going to talk about?
I don't know.
Is it possible you're going to sit there and go, who are you again, sir? I'm Mega Man. I know. I know sir. Who Mega Man is, but who the fuck are you?
Why am I in your kitchen?
Why are you talking to Michael Jackson? Mega Man podcast should be called Guest of Everybody. You might have seen this guy in a Yeah Man.
As heard.
As heard on Sidekick, Eddie.
Did he do your podcast?
No. Oh.
You have a podcast too, don't you?
Well, like if he has one of my guests on, I'm just going to delete that episode.
We run a radio show on Fridays. One to three.
Shout out.
You take over the station?
Radioespacio.org. Okay. Right there in Boyle Heights.
Shout out to the Mega Man podcast, Sidekick. What is Sidekick's Eddie podcast?
I just looked up the other podcast.
Skanks, whatever.
I'm drawing a blank. I don't know.
Yeah.
GPS, George Perez Story, Yeah Man podcast.
So
the Drama
Sidekick
Club.
Eddie has his own side thing?
Yeah, man, it's nasty.
Sidekick podcast?
So they do that though. I think they're going to take him down from Instagram sometime because sometimes he does that at the strip bar.
Oh, yeah.
And he's like filming them.
He's addicted to strippers.
No, but he's working there doing the podcast. The stripper walking around giving the guests lap dances.
All these guys being put on blast.
What podcast is this?
Yeah. Got to get disinfected after that.
Need a guess?
It's called House of Scandals.
Let me look it up.
All right.
Scumbag Society.
Scumbag
is
Society.
It? Oh, thank you.
Scumbag Society. Oh, yeah. Yo podcast.
Yes. They gave you a shout out, too.
Yo podcast. Well, someone else started a podcast this week. Carlos Loma.
Carlos Loma show. I think it's on Saturdays.
Go check out Carlos Loma's and Alfredo Robles.
That's called You Don't Care, Bro.
Does he do that every week at least?
I think so.
All right. You Don't Care, Bro. Follow his antics.
Antics.
You know, be a podcast, Luis Bañuelos and Fred Stoller.
Ah, Mr. Stoller, where did you start, Doc? A very, very far place from here.
Sit on my lap, Doc.
Ah, damn, Doc. I'm going to buy you a G-string.
How many podcasts does Marcio Rizzo have, bro?
Dude, like 100.
Saved by the...
Doesn't he have like 90 episodes now?
Saved by the podcast?
Saved by the Squad.
Yeah. And then the one that him and his lady do.
What's that called?
Me and My Lady podcast.
Bro, you know, she works at
You just told me she's a baggage handler now. Yeah. Those bags are bigger than she is. She is too tiny to work that job.
Did she fuck up her back last week?
That's so funny. No. Did she?
Yeah. Sciatica?
She's too small for that job.
She just started that job just to sue.
Look, she's got to weigh 90 pounds, right?
His girlfriend, like...
90 pounds. She's
100 at least.
She's under 4 feet, 4'11 maybe? I mean, she's under 4 feet. Under 5 feet, she's 4'11.
She's like that little lady from Playing to an Automobile. She closes the door.
Dude, I remember that one time...
Get that luggage, woman!
I didn't even know she had heels. One time she didn't have them on, she had flats. I'm all, fucking, they're fucking small, dog. It was that one time after the Eric Andre party.
She was at Long Beach Airport or what area?
I don't know. You told me.
Well, you scared them, dog.
She works at a ton
of people.
It's funny though when a short guy finds a shorter lady.
Yeah,
like he ain't letting go.
They search for him.
They make cookies together.
My brother's short. Trust me, he was out there looking for a short girl.
He ain't letting go.
You
got to
be shorter than me.
No, well, once you find one.
My mom. I'm a big dude, right? 6'1", 290 pounds. But the girls that were attracted to me were little girls, bro, for some reason.
No shorties at your pad.
My mom used to hate them, bro. She would call them stumps.
They're going to fuck up the family's height, dog.
Yeah, she would feel. My mom would be scared that we're going to have too many short people in our family.
As far as a bloodline.
I don't want to be a dick or nothing, but I don't know. I don't want no midget.
She was telling them, no quiero chaparros.
Chaparros.
For real, dog. My mom said, I want little people. As far as my family, we're all tall.
Your family is tall. All the women are 5'9 and up.
Yeah.
I felt short being 5'8 next to Marsha. She got big old feet.
She probably listens right now.
She's like, I'm going to kick you when I see
no,
you.
She's got big feet. She's got big feet and she's tall. And like, your mom's tall. Your mom's like 5'10, I think.
Because if you get with a short little lady, then the chances of the kid being short is like,
but there was always that kid in school who was huge and his mom was small.
The opposite. Yeah, the tall lady with a little short ass.
Exactly. Anything could happen with the DNA mix, but yeah.
You're taking a chance of getting short.
It does add a chance. Yeah, it does increase the chances.
I know, man. I've been with little girl, bro, with little ass hands, bro. Like touching my ass, man. I'm off a sphere. I feel like a raccoon on me, bro.
The squirrel.
The critter.
Like a squirrel on me, a critter.
You got a little chick you can put in a cage off of.
I can't be with nobody anymore, bro. Because I'm married now, but.
Yeah, let's not forget that part.
Can't be with anybody that wears fucking smaller boxer than Ike.
Oh, that's true. That'd be weird. That's smaller than your kid.
Her son, he was little.
I save all his little tiny underwear.
He kept getting taller, but his waist took the same.
He would have floods.
Yeah,
but
he had floods.
But it would fit his waist still, so he was like, no, they fit, Mom. No, you have to throw those away.
One time he came home, and he had floods, and he was wearing like mom shorts.
Like still, he had some Stonewash shorts that his grandmother got him, and horrible. I hated those shorts.
They were the kind of shorts that dude wore and fucked him up on purpose. It was the kind of shorts that dude wore and Pineapple Express.
The Lingerers.
Ah, oh, dude.
The Schnickel Fritz guy. Yeah.
Kenny Powell shorts, bro.
Yeah.
Dude, little feet, dog. Little shoes. Annoying.
That funny. That fool said he didn't want no. His grandfather didn't want no Asian women because he wanted to be called Grand Powell. Who wrote that? Mondo? What's up, fool? Have you been anywhere in America where you thought, whoa, we're here?
It all starts to feel the same, though, doesn't it? All of the American towns.
Now that
unless there's a cool,
seen
spot.
A couple more parts, but I mean, I've still seen like mostly major cities. But we did like Pacific Northwest. We stopped in like cities like Salem and Olympia
Morgan?
And like Washington. These weird little towns.
When I went to school
in Olympia.
We stood in a witch house, bro.
Oh. The best fucking album. One album.
The first one.
Yeah,
man. Just one
you
album.
Have that shit.
I'm sorry.
I've seen her once.
Just, I love Hole so much. Whatever.
And we stood in Salem and we stood in a little witch house. It was like the size of this room. Like, and it was like six of us sleeping right, you know, some fool let us crash out of his crib. He's like, I stayed at a witch house. They used to think people did witchcraft here. His house is like 200
in
years
Salem,
old.
In Salem, Oregon? Or are you talking about Salem, Massachusetts?
No, Salem, Oregon.
There wasn't a witch hunt in Salem, Oregon.
No, witch house.
Oh, but yeah.
But I guess because they called it that just because they were like these weird little houses, you know?
Okay.
And so he's like, you could crash
calling
here.
Bullshit
like,
on that guy.
Fuck it.
We'll find a broom, huh? All right, the broom wants you to sweep the floor.
Shout out to this was it, shout out to Martin Rizzo's herpes. And I remember, bro, his fucking cold sore, his cold sore in his mouth had a little Santa hat during the holidays.
It's funny. I made
look, it was white, bro. So look, a little Santa hat.
I made fun of that. I made fun of him last year on January when we're in New York. Fucking a day later, I get one. And then for New Year's, I'm all looking at my shit. And fucking, dude, as soon as it was 12:15, I started getting a fucking cold sore, dog.
Finally,
you caught it from looking at
it. I don't know. It finally went away all the way yesterday, but I'm like, fuck, dude. You had a little conversation like a spy when you have a cold sore, huh? It's fucked up, dog.
All right, let's wrap it up.
What's up, fool? What's your handle? Your handle?
Viva Mezcal on Instagram, vivamezcal.com, and at all the spots on Spotify. Stream the new album. The album dropped 5 days ago. Long Live the Peyote.
Pull it up again.
Yeah, check it out. Check it out. Up on Spotify, Apple Music, and all those good spots. Check it out. Yeah.
Yeah.
What's up, fool? And are you producing her album?
Actually, my homegirl Maya, we've been working for a few years now. She has a dope project out right now called Gold, the Gold EP, and you could check it out. Maya Huyana.
Where at?
On Spotify, SoundCloud, all that good stuff.
Say her name again.
Maya Huyana.
She's from San Bernardino.
Yeah.
How you spell that?
What's your handle? Ya Creates. YAH Creates. So check her out. Singer,
she
songwriter,
part of East
rapper.
Too?
She's like a close associate. She's family.
Okay. You guys done shows together?
Yeah, shows.
What are the next show? What you guys do together? When you gonna stand outside out in the outside of the? We got freestyle in the street.
Freestyle cipher. Yeah. We're actually gonna be. We're gonna do something next month, like early February.
Like that, Y'all Creates.
Yeah, exactly.
There it is.
Somebody Y'all Creates. Yeah, look it up. Look her up. She has real dope music. But yeah, we'll be doing a show in early February. So check us out. EOTR Network on Instagram. Best way to keep up. There's 9 of us. We roll deep like the Wu-Tang. And just show up to shows and kill it. As you know.
You guys have beef with other people now?
Nah, I mean, there's no
competition. Trying to look for more beef. Who you got beef with?
Who you put in the headlock?
It shall remain nameless.
Funniest moment, bro. I'm doing a shitty ass show over there, and I think they got pupusas there, but it's in like on the west side. It's by the Pico House, by the Pico Roscoe's. But we're out there blazing, and then like this young rapper rapping, smoking with us. And I grabbed Juan Garcia Chepo. Hey, this fool could rap too, eh?
He got all shy or what?
Freestyle against this fool. And that fool just started bagging, dog. And then that fool all the way home. I was driving with him. Well, you let me down, bro.
You said that to him?
Yeah, I was pumping you up, bro. You didn't even cipher nothing.
I was
fucking everything up on the way home too, going, you need not one rhyme, bro, not one limerick, nothing.
Limerick. Give me a little soliloquy.
Not one syllable, bro.
A haiku.
Not one preface.
Oh my god, dude, that's fucking.
It's crazy. An EO to the R. Dude. I'm going to Mazatlan, Sinaloa. Any advice, Felipe? Yes, bro. What you do, Reco, man? You go to Mazatlan. You sit on that beach and you have everything ordered to you at that beach. A cream cocktail, a big old pineapple brandy, everything, bro. And if you want to buy weed, only buy weed on. Inside the water
don't,
in Jamaica.
Yeah, don't stray outside
Hell no.
the
Hell
resort.
No. Don't go look for no weed outside the resort. That's how you get kidnapped. If anybody offers you weed, make sure they sell it to you on the water. Because on the water, they can't get you because you're not on fucking Mexico ground. You're being, you don't know what they call it?
International waters.
International waters. Yeah.
I think you gotta be further out.
Yeah, you better swim, dog.
You gotta be further out.
Than those ones will pull out the little billy clubs, dog.
I'll get a picture of this fool getting caught. Grab your flippers, bro. Mention my name.
No Spanish shows yet. Nothing scheduled yet. Just follow in Instagram. He'll mention it.
Shout out to who else, bro? Listen to the podcast. Who do we meet?
Del Pizzo.
Del Pizzo. That's it.
DJ Millionaire out there in Bridgeport, Connecticut.
DJ Millionaire, yeah.
He was really, really cool. Got to kick it with him.
And Vinny Brand.
Vinny Brand. We didn't see Vinny Brand this time, but, you know, Vinny Brand.
Doesn't Alex and the Night Mothers, or Alex from the Night Mothers,
San Antonio,
too,
right?
From Texas. He that's the band with Robert Rodriguez, the director.
And shout out to Joey Coco. D.A.D. is turning 56. So your birthday's coming up this Friday.
Saturday.
Everybody, happy birthday to Rodrigo.
Happy birthday.
Thank you, man.
It'll be this Saturday. Hashtag, yeah, man, birthday. Yeah, man, B-Day. We won't know that that means happy birthday. Yeah, man, B-Day. Yeah, man, B-Day. Alex, please tap it up, motherfucker.
And we have this sweatshirt for sale now online. We haven't done a push for it, really, but we've been selling them at local shows and online. Local, I mean like L.A. area, because they're too big to pack up.
Rodrigo, when are you coming to the Comedy Palace in Claremont?
In Claremont?
Yeah.
They mean on the Claremont, right? Street in San Diego.
Oh, okay. Oh, fuck, dude. I haven't been there in eons, dog.
They're talking about you going to do the Spanish show down there.
Oh, yes. I'd love to do that show.
We don't know when that's coming.
Ready? That's the Comedy Palace.
It's Comedy Palace down – the Greek Palace, Comedy Palace down in San Diego.
Well, I went to acting class yesterday. I feel better, bro.
Yeah, would you guys?
I'm getting good, bro. Ask me something.
No, you're killing me. Fuck it, with the scenes from back in the day in the street going, fuck, you were acting back then, dog.
Which one?
Go there and beat the girl down with a stick after the transaction. The story you were telling on the podcast today.
Oh. That was stupid. I was going to do it, but I just want to show that I could still get off with a bleeding mouth.
The dramatic arts.
I put my blood bleeding, bro. And he punched me. He hit my teeth.
What'd you guys do in acting class?
We're going over a scene from that movie with John Lithgow and
Footloose
and Robert De Niro, Midnight Run. So my scene was
Midnight Run.
I'm John Lithgow. I'm tied up to the train. It's the end of the movie, Midnight Run or Midnight Express.
Oh, Midnight Run. Yeah.
And he goes,
John Lithgow's in there.
He goes, my line, I'm supposed to pick Jonathan. Jack, what? How much further is it till we get there? Shut the fuck up, because I got to use the restroom soon. I said, shut the fuck up.
You mean Charles Grodin?
You ever had sex with an animal, Jack? Because, you know, when we were going over there by that in the reservation, there was some chickens there. So I'm just saying, you know, you ever thought about it? Because that was Jonathan's line. Because he's talking to the guy. Talking to De Niro, but De Niro's not paying attention, so he's doing De Niro's parts too. Mm-hmm. Yeah, what? So that was the line.
Oh. Are you playing Charles Grodin's character?
Yes.
John Lithgow's not in that movie. Oh, no, yeah.
My bad then. Scratch that out.
Charles Grodin.
Charles Grodin. Like, not John Lithgow. John Lithgow was not even in a fucking movie.
But that's, I know that's that part.
But John Lithgow was a bad guy growing up when I was a kid, bro.
He was in a few bad things.
Like when I saw him in Harrison, he's a bad guy. I'm going to watch his movie.
You remember that fool in Footloose?
Yeah, he's a bad guy. Yeah, he's that.
He's huge,
the guy,
man.
Talking about banning dancing and all that stuff.
Yeah.
He's old.
It was illegal in that Texas town.
But he was a bad guy in Blowout.
Dancing fool.
Dancing was illegal.
Dancing
is
illegal in Long Beach too, bro, at that fucking
bar. We were at a bar several years ago when Felipe was drinking, but we were at a bar and we started dancing.
Arms, bro. They told me to pull them down.
We were chair dancing. We weren't even like, we were about to get down and go dance.
But there's none of that.
There was nobody dancing, and I was like, "Well, let's just get over there," because it was a good funk song. And they said, "You have to stop."
Badass DJ, bro.
It's
by the way,
all the cabaret laws.
Yeah, cabaret.
That you can't dance
you
down there.
Still today?
This was Liquid Lounge.
Oh
yeah,
shit!
This is Liquid Lounge.
That was Cochino had that room there.
This was like real life, bro.
2007, maybe 2008.
Yeah, Liquid Lounge in Long Beach.
Yeah,
badass DJ.
It was good though. It was Ohio funk. It's everything.
That was the only place where I've been to where there was a bunch of loser cholos. And surfers.
And black dudes. And brothers, old black dudes.
Brothers.
Old black
this
dudes.
This dude showed up, bro.
Snoop Dogg's
uncle. He had a fucking beach cruiser with a fucking surfboard tied to it.
Yeah.
So he fucking rolled up drunk with his surfboard, getting ready to get up at 5 in the morning, go surf again and be a loser.
That's the life.
That's the life, bro. That's the life he chose.
LBC.
It ain't for me. Cause I don't want to break my nose.
Let's go.
Some things are just too late, bro. Never too late. Right? Yeah, what's up, fool? Thank you very much for Real Mezcal for bringing the sounds here. Check out his new album, Long
Live the Peyote.
Long Live the Peyote. And you, Rodrigo?
Happy New Year's, everybody.
Happy New Year.
Happy New Year, yeah, everybody.
Can I send us out with a song?
Yeah, let us out with a song. Yeah.
This is only MPC Poncho can dance there.
He don't really dance, bro. He's like starting a fight.
What was that shit called that we're saying?
Boogie down. Shout out to Mark Polanco from Denver. I gave that food a Christmas sweater. He grew up with my kids. He knows them better than me. He said, what's up? The students do like blankets.
It's the East Los Ho, no connects, no coaches. Dope beats spoke on a microphone. Let go, no more voices in my head. Just me, pay dues, debt free, get me destroyed. Etsy. Oh, fuck.